Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Metroscope, an Entercom Portland Public Affairs program. I'm Preston Highfield. Joining us this time on Metroscope is Suzanne Washington, CEO of Meals on Wheels People. Suzanne has served as the Chief Executive Officer for Meals on Wheels People since 2014. Prior to joining the Senior Nutrition Organization, she worked for more than 25 years at Impact Northwest, where her responsibilities included directing overall agency operations, as well as establishing and managing strategic relationships to leverage long-term opportunities and support. Suzanne has a Bachelor of Science degree in Education from the University of Oregon and a Master's in Psychology from United States International University. After starting her career as a teacher, coach, and professional basketball player in South America, Australia, and the U.S., Suzanne brought her international experience working with youth to Impact Northwest's Youth Service Center. That was back in 1987. Suzanne is a board member for Meals on Wheels America and has served as a member of the Oregon Hunger Task Force Board since 2016. Welcome, Suzanne. Thanks for being here today.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So you're here today on behalf of Meals on Wheels People to discuss the Diner Vancouver, which you guys announced kind of formally back on last week, February 19th, and the official open date was February 18th. But before that, if you could just kind of tell us a bit more about Meals on Wheels People and just who you guys serve and what your organization does.
Okay, well, Meals on Wheels People is a private nonprofit. We serve the metro area with nutrition and reducing isolation for seniors in our community. So any older person that's 60 years and older that needs a meal can enroll in Meals on Wheels People, and that means we will deliver a meal to them 5 days a week most of the time, or have them come out into a dining center. So we serve about 15 to 16,000 seniors each year in Washington County, Multnomah County, and Clark County. And we do about 5,000 meals a day, two-thirds of those to the homebound elderly, and a third we serve in our dining centers that are scattered all around those three counties. To do that, we use hundreds and hundreds of volunteers, thousands actually, and we use about 450 volunteers a day to get out the meal both to the home-delivered. We use volunteer drivers as well as in our dining centers.
Wow, 5,000 meals a day. And I was reading that on your website, www.mowp.org. You can check out their story and find out how to donate there to Meals on Wheels People, or also volunteer if you'd like. I mean, that's a lot, 5,000 meals a day. You mentioned you use hundreds, if not thousands, of volunteers to make that happen. Where do people find you? And I guess you mentioned those three counties that you serve. And kind of out of curiosity, I'm sure people or listeners are wondering as well, just kind of where you guys are and where you're established, and also a bit more about the communities that you serve. I guess you talked about those three communities, but just where's your business at, and how do you guys make all of this happen?
So we have a huge central kitchen in Multnomah Village in southwest Portland. So The central kitchen is where we produce packaged meals. So all of the meals that are going out to seniors that are in their homes and that we deliver to, the meals are made in that central kitchen. They're packaged both an entree meal as well as a salad pack, we call it, where there's dessert, bread, roll, that kind of thing. And so each senior that we deliver to that's homebound, they get an entree. So it's your protein, your vegetables, starch, that kind of thing, your entree, as well as that salad pack and a milk, and we deliver those home. So all of those packaged meals that are made fresh daily are made in our central kitchen. That's where we produce those 5,000 meals. We also act, that central kitchen acts as our hub to get meals out to our dining centers. So we have about 22 full dining centers in the three counties, as well as some satellite sites. So out in La Center, Washington, for example, it's a satellite site. We deliver meals twice a week there for a congregate setting. We call it congregate setting, where people can come, gather together, socialize, get out of their homes, and be able to do that socialization, which is so much better for older folks to get out and have people to interact with. So The central kitchen gets meals out to those centers, and at each center, which are in places where we have partners such as Parks and Rec, Tualatin Parks and Rec, or Portland Parks and Rec, or senior centers. And so we partner with folks who run those buildings. We're in making food every day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, in those dining centers. And then so we're cooking right there on site, so people can come in, get a fresh meal. Usually it's a lunchtime meal with a single choice, well, primary choice, as well as a second choice meal. So really it's usually an option of two different meals that they can get at those dining centers. And those, like I say, they're all over the three counties. You can look on our website and find them. You can call the area senior center or Parks and Rec Center and find us there as well. And we know that it's much better for seniors for health, both their physical health and emotional health, to get out of their homes and into a site where there's other people. And that's our hope, that yes, we'll deliver to the homebound, but we're also working with them. Can we get them out into a different setting and then at the centers as well?
Yeah, I think that's great. This is Suzanne Washington, CEO of Meals on Wheels People, joining us here this week on Metroscope. So we learned a bit more kind of about your organization. And tell us now about the Diner Vancouver. It's your new opening. It was officially open for business on Monday, February 18th. And it's a community-driven diner that discourages tips and encourages donations. And yeah, just tell us a bit more about this new restaurant that you guys opened up.
Well, we opened the diner so that we could try out a new model of service and build sustainability at the same time. There's 10 to 12,000 baby boomers aging into retirement and in a position that they may need help as they age. And so in order to be sustainable, we wanted to create an opportunity or an avenue for earned income. So the diner is a hope that we can create both that sustainability with earned income at the same time as provide a new choice for older people to get out of their homes, come in and eat, order off a regular menu, have a service in a diner, have more choice about what to eat, when to eat, and who to eat with. So it's an experiment in saying if people in Clark County are enrolled in Meals on Wheels people, they can come out to the diner and have a meal and donate towards their meal. But it's a regular restaurant. It's not a Meals on Wheels dining site. It is a regular restaurant that stands alone, good food, good service, and build a restaurant that the whole community is going to enjoy. And what we want to do is create a place where older folks in the Meals on Wheels program can come, have more choice, sit with an intergenerational community, and so build community within the community. That's our hope. And that at the same time, then those who are going to a restaurant to eat really good food and have good service and a really great place to eat, they're paid just like anybody else would towards their meal and create sustainability for the organization, because all the funds going into that diner are going right back into feeding older people.
Awesome. And I think that's an important distinction there between it being a dining center for Meals on Wheels people and also the general public. I mean, it's come all. It's a restaurant that welcomes kind of every customer demographic. Could you just kind of elaborate on that a bit more, kind of what your customer demographic is? And then also, I think the big question that everyone wants me to ask is, what kind of food are people going to be eating there?
Okay, so it's like I say, it's just a standalone restaurant. if not a single older person on Meals on Wheels program came in, it still needs to serve the community, and that's what it's doing right now. So we've done a soft opening where it's really been the neighborhood coming in. On the 18th, we had a snow day, basically, and people were walking around the neighborhood, and they came in, or actually the week before that, and we were open just as a test, and the neighborhood came in, and they're the ones who've been spreading the word. So the intent, again, is that it is a neighborhood restaurant. The food and the diner, what we want to do is create an old-fashioned diner with a modern twist. So it's light and airy, and it's wood and comfortable and warm. And at the same time, you could sit at a counter and maybe think back to when you were a kid, if the older people remember going to the old soda counters and the old pharmacy-type counters, you can sit and have a milkshake and a burger, and it's great food. Mm. So it's that idea of it's a diner with a modern twist. Like I say, really good food, things like sandwiches, the old kind of tuna melts and those kind of warm sandwiches as well as other sandwiches. Got burgers, really good burgers and French fries, and really great breakfast, so veggie omelet and scrambles and great pancakes. So it's really just a really local, fresh food that tastes good. And our servers are all great. They already know people's name that have been back two or three times already. So that's the idea, is that our servers get to know people and know what they want, and at the same time, it's really great food.
What's your favorite menu item?
My favorite right now is the veggie hash with a fried egg on top.
Whoa.
But we also have some really good comfort food like shepherd's pie and meatloaf. And the idea is that for our older folks, that this may be their one meal a day. They really, it's a hearty breakfast or a hearty lunch, and they can have that special plate. We have a steak tenderloin on there as well. So it's that idea. It's almost like a dinner fare at lunchtime for those who really want a good hearty meal and comfort food. And I would say that shepherd's pie is my second favorite.
Wow. I do love a good shepherd's pie. And you guys are located at 5303 East Mill Plain Boulevard in Vancouver, open from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Is that correct?
Yep, 7 to 2, Mondays through the weekend, 7 days a week. And we may need to extend our time on the weekends because at this point we've had lots of people coming in after church at that 2 o'clock time. So as we get going and know more the needs of the community, we'll expand that if necessary. Right now, like I say, the last couple of days were packed, and I would ask people's patience a little bit as we get our timing down. I know a few people probably had to wait a little too long on Saturday and Sunday in that lunch rush, but we're working out the kinks, and so far so good. Everybody's loved the food and been served fairly quickly, and those who had to wait a little too long, we gave free coffee cake. So
Ooh.
Hopefully everybody's happy.
There you go. Yeah, I'll wait extra long, get a cup of coffee and a little coffee cake. That sounds pretty good to me.
Coffee's actually from Relevant Coffee, which is a local roaster in Vancouver, and I think it's great coffee. And so as people, if they come in and are waiting at all, they can help themselves to a cup of coffee while they wait. And hopefully we have some really great coffee cake. We wanted to do a traditional or an old-fashioned sort of coffee cake that most people don't really have out there. And the Columbia coffee cake, as well as there's a Kahlua coffee cake.
There we go. Keeping it local. Describe the aesthetics, if you could, of the diner, and just kind of, if we could kind of try to paint a picture. I was looking on your website as well, and I've seen a couple different pictures in the news. But describe to our radio listeners, if you could, kind of the aesthetics of the diner and, what it looks like when you walk in and take part in the restaurant.
So we remodeled an old restaurant that was there. It was an old Chinese restaurant that had been open for a couple years. We left the footprint of the building, so the old windows are there, and they're kind of an arch-shaped window that were actually from what I understand, an old Arctic Circle restaurant that was there even before that. And so we left that footprint and then remodeled it, updated it with flooring and, of course, all the kitchen equipment. But we tried to use really warm tones in the restaurant where we have a wonderful wood counter that people can sit at with stools that have backs on the stools and padded chairs, and the chairs in the dining area we have the old-fashioned booth as well, and everything kind of has a warm wood tone on it, and the chairs are super comfortable to sit in, and so we don't feel like people are being chased out. And at the same time, we tried to make sure we did as much as we could for older people. So there's on the ceiling, there's soundproofing, hopefully to make it a little bit easier to talk and to hear in the space. We've put light, pendant lights over most of the tables so that the older folks have no problem seeing the menu, things like that, to make sure everybody is welcome and able to be there. And then we used as much green remodeling as we could, so low VOCs, and used the old wood that was still in there and all the old beams, sanded them down. So hopefully we kept as much of the original building and then used as tried to be as environmentally conscious as possible in rebuilding it.
And again, this is Suzanne Washington, CEO of Meals on Wheels People, joining us here on Metroscope discussing the Diner Vancouver, which is their new restaurant located at 5303 East Mill Plain Boulevard, open to the public from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. daily out there in Vancouver. And yeah, I'm kind of curious. This is, I would imagine, your vision for this project. And how did the vision for this place start? You know, how was it funded, and how did you guys kind of get everything in place as far as you mentioned taking over the building from a previous restaurant and previous owner, but just that whole starting of a, it's really like starting a new business. I mean, opening a restaurant, how did all of that happen, and how did it start with the vision that you and the people at Meals on Wheels people had?
Well, I think it started by looking at how do we provide the best service possible to our older population and at the same time create sustainability. So we've been working on this for about, I would say, 2.5-3 years now, where okay. We had the idea, investigated across the country who was doing this kind of thing, which we found nobody's really doing it this way. There's some different variations, but most of them are not just a full-on restaurant. So the idea was born, and then it was how can we put it together and at the same time make sure it was going to be sustainable. So that's the hardest part, I think, is having a balance of those paying customers to the older people that are enrolled in Meals on Wheels and their donation. So we didn't want to borrow money. We didn't want investors that we would have to be worried about paying folks back to make sure we could at least break even and create that sustainability. So over the last 2.5-3 years, we've been raising the funds. We raised most of the money for the construction and the remodeling project. We will be announcing, I can't say today, but we'll be announcing a partnership with a corporation here that's helping with the next 2 years with some funds for operations. And so the intent is really put us in the best position to provide this experiment. And I have a fantastic board of directors that are willing to take some risks and try something new in the hopes that we can find a way to provide better service, more choice in service, and at the same time create some earned income. So it's been a 2.5-year long process with lots of staff people involved. We hired a consultant who'd run restaurants to help us make sure we're doing it right. And at the same time, the board, and we've had an advisory committee all weighing in to make sure we put it together in the best possible way.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that explanation. This is Suzanne Washington, CEO of Meals on Wheels People. Go ahead and grab a slice of coffee cake out at the Diner Vancouver. Their new restaurant opened on 5303 East Mill Plain Boulevard out in Vancouver from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. daily. So where do the proceeds go? I mean, you've kind of alluded to it a little bit earlier just with the overall mission of Meals on Wheels People, but just where do the proceeds go and who do they benefit, and just kind of discuss how that translates, if you could.
Sure. So all of the proceeds go back into Meals on Wheels People to feed older adults. The plan with the restaurant is we have a livable wage act at Meals on Wheels People. So nobody makes less than $15 an hour, and then we have full-on benefits for folks. So the restaurant staff are no different. Minimum wage is $15. So they're not making the lowest minimum and then making it up with tips. So they're making the $15 to start, and then we're providing full benefits because we want to create an atmosphere where the staff stay, they get to know the community, and they're a part of it. And so to do that, we thought we really need to provide a good wage to start and not worry about tips. We want everybody to serve as a team, everybody else, and not worry about making tips or no tips. So the intent is that all the funds from the restaurant will go right back into feeding both people coming into the restaurant, feeding the older people in Clark County, but as well as making sure that we're treating our staff well so that then they can turn around and do the best service possible. So again, there's no tips. It's all, if I come in and I pay for my meal, I will get a check just at any restaurant, and instead of a tip line, there's a donation line so that people who are paying for their meal will tip just like, you know, do a donation as if they would do a tip. And then the idea with the Meals on Wheels enrollees is that they're going to get a check as well, and hopefully they're going to donate for their meal whatever they can afford. So that may be the full price of the meal, or it may be a portion of it. And so then we can take our fundraised dollars if we have any extra, and we can move them to serve other parts of the county that may be more rural, like I said, La Center. Maybe we can go out to La Center or Yakult or parts of the three counties to better serve the underserved.
Okay. And this is Suzanne Washington, the Diner Vancouver, open 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Daily out there in Vancouver. And you mentioned, I mean, of course, the customer demographic ranges. Anyone of any age and any occupation is welcome. But you guys at Meals on Wheels people do put a bit of an emphasis on serving kind of the senior class. Tell us a bit about the membership service that you offer that I was reading about on your website for adults 60 years or older. And you have a pay-as-you-can concept at the restaurant.
Yeah, so any individual that's 60 years and older is eligible to enroll in Meals on Wheels people. So if they need a meal because they can't afford groceries, they can't cook any longer, they need the socialization, we will enroll them in Meals on Wheels people. To be enrolled at the diner, we call it it's a diner's club, basically, at the restaurant. So people who live in Clark County can enroll in the program. They will get a diner's club card. It's a Meals on Wheels people diner card. And so when they come in, they will be able to receive the Meals on Wheels special menu, which is the same as the diner, but we have to meet regulations. So low fat, low sugar, low salt kinds of things. So we have a Meals on Wheels people menu for older folks at the diner that are enrolled in the program. Again, they have to be enrolled in Meals on Wheels. And then they can come into the diner and order off that menu, which then enables them to donate towards the meal. If they want to come in and order off the regular menu, that's fine, and would pay for their meal. So we're trying to get everybody that's eligible and wants to be in Meals on Wheels. They'll get that club card and be able to use it at the diner. While it's an intergenerational space, because we want, again, build that community, we want the people in wherever they live to come into the diner and support our efforts to feed older people. But at the same time, they're coming back because it's really good food, good service, great place to eat. And that's going to support our overall efforts to feed older adults. I think that's it.
Nice. And then finally, Susan, something you alluded to earlier is just kind of the importance of intergenerational dining and the social opportunities that dining presents, and also how people can just kind of bond over food, etc. As someone who clearly kind of works in that industry and has experienced the benefits of that firsthand, and I think this can really be seen perhaps at the Diner Vancouver at its peak, if you will, as far as kind of the benefits of intergenerational dining and just sharing a meal in general, and what kind of social benefits and emotional benefits, like you were saying earlier, may have. Can you just kind of discuss how you've seen that play out over the years and how that can be not only important to folks in the community and these senior citizens, but also just, how everyone can kind of benefit from that?
Well, I think community is just so much more important than we think about every day. And so especially for older people who get more isolated as they have fewer family and friends around them and less ability to get out in the public, the diner provides that opportunity to get out. There's a gentleman that has been back to the diner multiple times already since we've been open. He sits in the seat at the counter. All my servers already know his name. He gets the benefit of interaction with the servers and everything going on around him that just makes it for him to be part of the community and to be emotionally part of the community. I think that's so important because it affects physical health. There is research that shows that for older people that are isolated in their own homes, it's like smoking 15 cigarettes a day, that their health is declining rapidly if they don't have any, if they're isolated and don't have socialization. So we want to create that space for all of the community, families to come in and have kids, you know, we'll have coloring crayons and placemats to color so that they can get out and enjoy space and get to see older people in their community and let's get to know our neighbors kind of a thing. We've got two gentlemen I met the other day that didn't know each other before they came in. Now they struck up a conversation and they're like, oh, they don't live too far from each other. And, you know, let's talk again. So I think it just is an opportunity to, as we move forward in technology and our kind of fast-paced life, it gives us an opportunity to sit down, have a great meal, talk to somebody or not, but be involved in our community in a way that we don't often think about.
Awesome. Suzanne Washington, the Diner Vancouver, located at 5303 East Mill Plain Boulevard, open 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. daily out there in Vancouver. Stop in and get some shepherd's pie. I'll be in there soon as well, I'm sure. And thanks for coming on, Suzanne, and best of luck with the restaurant.
Thanks very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
We were talking today with Suzanne Washington, CEO of Meals on Wheels People, about their new restaurant, The Diner Vancouver. Metroscope is an Entercom Portland Public Affairs program. I'm Preston Highfield. If you're involved with a nonprofit or public affairs organization, or if you have an idea for an upcoming show, I'd like to hear from you. Visit metroscopepdx.com and submit your ideas. You can also go to the station's website and submit your information there. Thanks for listening to Metroscope and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.